ESPN2. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
My life is forever changed thanks to you, Dan.
You're welcome.
I've never had a Spalding's donut before. And Dan brought them in today. They are so good.
They're good.
Oh, yeah.
They're unbelievable. They're the best. I don't get them very often, but every now and again. Got up just a little earlier today. Had the time. Had to go get them. But then there was another deterrent from something else that drove me to Spalding's, which I should file this complaint against the... convenience stores of Speedway. the oatmeal pies. You know the oatmeal pies?
Yeah.
Most mornings.
Know them well.
Most mornings I have oatmeal. Almost every morning. Occasionally on the weekends, oatmeal pie for breakfast. It's just, hey, Nick Saban.
Because it's still oatmeal.
It's the breakfast of champions. Nick Saban has them every morning. The Little Debbies, you know. And, so convenience stores have a Little Debbie section, of course, and like 50 cents or something. They're nothing. I really don't even go for the other stuff. Just the oatmeal pie. Some convenience stores carry the oatmeal pie, and it's just a little bigger than the one you'd buy at, you know, when you buy a whole pack at the grocery store.
A box, yes.
Yeah. Well, Speedway doesn't carry those. They have changed, and they are exclusively double-decker oatmeal pies. So three, you know, oatmeal cakes or whatever.
Yeah.
Two
thick, cream fillings.
Two thick layers of essentially icing. And I tried one time, and it's sickening. It's so sweet.
it's too much.
It's stomach ache. It's instant diabetes. It's a sugar crash within like 2 hours. It is so bad. My body just can't handle it. So, but that's it. There's no other option. It's not like, here's the supersized oatmeal pie and then the regular one you're used to. No.
So what did you do?
I went to Spalding's.
Yeah.
Because that is less sugar, of course. No, but if you've never had a Spalding's donut.
Yeah, gosh.
Today was your day.
So good.
Yes. They are outstanding. And, of course, Spalding's is so, like, old school, classic. They don't take debit cards, credit cards. There's always a line in there.
Yeah.
If you don't get there early enough, they run out of donuts. That's it. You know, they just shut it down. There's no closing time. It's just when we run out of donuts, we shut it down. And then they put it in a box that is tied with a string.
Yeah.
Who ties a box with a string? All right. The phone lines are hot this morning, Mary Jo. They are cooking.
What happened last night?
Before we get to the phones, let me just tell you what is going on today on this show at 9:30. Here in about 25 minutes, our man, Kent Spencer, joins us. WHAS 11's Kent Spencer joins us. I said yesterday that his Campbell County Camels had beaten Highlands for the first time in school history. That's not true. I saw that somewhere. That was wrong. It's 1991. Still
Kent wasn't on that team.
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
So, he's going to join us at 9:30. We'll talk a little UK football with him, but also get a little look at Louisville.
Yeah.
Get more of an inside look at the Cardinals. And then at 10:15, the Lexington Herald Leader's Mark Story will join us. He's been around a long time. We'll get his take on how this preseason feeling differs from other preseason feelings.
Right.
But right now, the phones, 381-1313, Steve is up first. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, guys?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Dan, you have no singing voice. I just want to state that real quick.
Not even for the Speedway jingle?
No. Speedway will probably sue you now, I think. You know, they're listening like, we got to get him. But I'll tell you the main thing I got to talk about this week, if anything else, is Mr. Rick Pitino. You know, I realized, you know, the man has always had a huge ego, and I think in some ways you have to be in the business of college basketball and coaching. But, like, this week, you know, his comments about the, you know, Kentucky not really celebrating the 20th anniversary of the 96 team. I mean, it's just, I really realized how big his ego is, you know? I mean, it's just,
Well, and they did celebrate them. It just wasn't on the 20th anniversary, but right. They brought the whole team back together and stuff. Now, I will say, as a side note, looking on Twitter and all the pictures from Miami that the players have posted, I mean, it does look so cool. It looks like they're having the time of their lives. Patino looks as happy as a clam. They've got banners and posters everywhere. It says, greatest team ever. They rented a yacht. I mean,
that's a cool thing.
It's a cool thing that they did.
It is. But, I mean, I just think, you know, the way Rick commented, you know, he made it about him. I'm sure maybe that wasn't his intention, but he, you know, still made it about him. And, I mean, it's just, you know.
Yeah, I think he made it about him a little bit.
Yeah,
and I think that was wrong. And it also, I just think it shows he misses Kentucky very, very badly. I don't care what he says about how happy he is at Louisville. The man misses Kentucky so much. I mean, he literally, I think, you know, it's not even just because of Cal. I just think he knows he messed up leaving. And I think this week, you know, the fact he's still talking about us, it's clear he missed us.
Well, one thing is for sure, I would have liked to have seen UK do something last year.
Sure.
I mean, last season was the season to do it. It was the, you know, 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
They should have done something. And if that means not inviting Rick Pitino, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean,
you could have still done something.
Rick. I mean, that's, we would know why, but like.
So what was it, 2 years ago or 3 years ago that they did?
Yeah, in 2013, 3 years ago, they brought him back and gave him rings, which was nice. And that was a nice honor. But it wasn't like the anniversary, the 20th anniversary. You know, it should have been a weekend, a whole deal centered around a game, a couple events.
You guys think maybe they're waiting for like the 25th anniversary? I mean, it is a bigger deal. Then you think maybe they're just like, hey, we'll do a really big thing at the 25th anniversary.
Well, the thing that this has done is UK has responded by saying, we're discussing how to move forward on things like this. Like, we're discussing on how to honor, because we can honor this team, that team, the other team. Look, I get that.
Right,
this is maybe the greatest basketball team in the history of college basketball you're talking about.
Absolutely.
We're not talking about honoring the, you know, the runners-up somewhere or something, you know.
No, but then, and you know, in 98, I know it's not considered the greatest team ever, but, I mean, you'd hate to like slight other teams that won championships at UK and they aren't doing the same thing for them. And 2 years later, they won another one.
Right. And still, yeah, I mean,
I know 96 is a different.
Yeah. Game. Yeah. 98. And, if 2018 goes by and they don't do something, it's not on my mind. It doesn't. Yeah. It was 20 years, but the 96 team, like I said, one of the greatest of all time. That's the one you honor all the time, as much as you can, as long as they're living.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's that kind of thing.
But like Rick was saying, like how they, you know, oh, if I go there, they boo me. It's like, dude, you went to Louisville. You know, if Krzyzewski went to North Carolina, he would get the same treatment. It's not just, you know, you want to look at Rick and be like, dude, it's not about you. You went to Louisville. If this was another coach, it'd be the same thing.
But
you know?
I also think he wouldn't willingly be a part of it, and because he's saying that this is what'll happen, that's what'll happen. But if you give people a little bit of credit and you say, you know what, I was at Kentucky, I did coach the greatest team ever, they're honoring us, I do want to be a part of it. I think if Rick came and they were honoring the team, that people would be receptive to that. But how do you do it in season when he's coaching? He's coaching. He can't just come here.
Right.
You know, so when he says they should have done it, but they didn't want to have me there, when are you going to do it and have him there during the season? You can't. That's physically impossible.
Mary Jo, it was different for Bill Kiteley's funeral because...
Yeah, no, that's a whole different thing.
It was a different, you know, because it was a different kind of environment. You know, Bill meant a lot to everybody, you know, UK and sports in general. And for something like that, we were willing to, like, not, you know, boo him out. It was completely fine in that case. But it's a different circumstance this time around just because, you know, it's like you said, mid-season. You know, it's like, you know, if they do it, like, let's, you know, give you a situation, say if, like, Louisville beat Kentucky this year and they have that ceremony after the game, you know, you can't assure they wouldn't boo Rick out of the building.
No, you just can't do it after that game.
Exactly.
No.
So
no.
Yeah, exactly. You just can't.
Well, I think, though, we know Rick is not going to be coaching in 10 years. I mean,
no.
So 10 years from now to be the 30th anniversary, I think by then...
And Cal probably won't be here in 10 years, be my guess.
I think by then maybe you could do it.
Yeah.
You could bring Rick Pitino back. And but so there would be a lot of people that wouldn't see him as anyone but the Louisville coach. Like, we at least lived through the time that he was here and brought Kentucky from the doldrums back to prominence.
Dan, if it was that situation, let's say he wasn't coaching at Louisville anymore... In that case, I think people would not, they wouldn't, like, be after him. You know, it'd be like, okay, he can come now. Because you take Louisville out of the equation. But it's him being at Louisville now, it's, you know.
But maybe you don't flip off fans.
That's
I mean, maybe you just don't do that stuff
and
like that.
And then come up with a lame excuse after about why it wasn't you, even though you were caught on video doing it, you know.
Yeah, I was just saying we were number one.
Yeah, really. Like, this is dumb, but thanks, guys.
All right,
all
thanks,
right, Steve.
Steve.
Have a good morning. Thank you. We will get to Al next. 381-1313 is the number to call. And we're going to take a break here, but before we do, want to let you know something going on this morning out there. 6,000 people so far without power this morning.
I wondered, there were no stoplights for a good stretch of my drive-in this morning.
Yeah, KU says that a transformer in the Lansdowne substation blew, a big transformer. They're trying to figure it out now. No info on return to service. So about 6,000 without power so far. Big transformer in the Lansdowne substation has blown, and... When we get an update on when the service may be restored, we'll let you know. All right, 381-1313. We'll be back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
When a client comes to our firm after an accident or an incident, we have the awesome responsibility of returning what was taken away from them. A few seconds can change your life forever. Loss of income and earning potential, past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, past, present, and the future. The loss of the enjoyment of life. No longer being able to enjoy the things you once did, even simple things, nice walks, sports, and just living in constant pain. Our clients don't seek charity, they seek justice. They aren't looking for a handout or a lottery ticket. They're looking to have their life back and property restored. All they want back is what was taken from them. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about your legal rights. The consultation is free. No recovery, no fee. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Offices, Lexington.
Ride in your truck with style. On the road, off the road. That's the lifted life. Let your truck work for you. On the farm, on the job site. That's the lifted life. Take your truck out to play. At the lake, on the trail. That's the lifted life. Your truck is a part of you, whether it's for style, work, or play. So why not have the best of the best? Lucky's Off-Road is the truck accessories authority for getting you that lifted life. Lucky's installs everything you need to pull that boat, conquer that mountain, or function on that construction site. Suspension lifts, wheels and tires, winches, trailer hitches, toolboxes, bed covers, floor mats, step bars, bed liners, ladder racks, brush guards, vent visors, LED light bars, audio, video, you name it. Lucky's Off-Road has got it. Visit our showroom. Call Lucky's Off-Road at 859-299-4411 or get a quote at luckysoffroad.com today. Why? Because you deserve that lifted life.
It's hot, but the sales at Aurora are hotter. Save up to 50% off all in-stock patio collections, five-piece dining sets starting at $3.99, and 50% off select outdoor accessories. Get a 21-foot above-ground pool for $29.95, installation included. Limited quantities available. Shop Central Kentucky's largest selection of in-stock spas from the top-of-the-line brands starting at $36.95. Cash in on the end-of-summer clearance sale at Aurora.
ESPN Sports Radio.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I can dig some rusted root.
Yeah. This was one of my choices.
They only have.
I'm not so bad.
No. They only have one other song I know. I think it's called Superman or something like that. But I actually saw Rusted Root and heard this song live before I'd ever heard it before. Like, nobody had ever heard of them. They were at maybe like the Further Festival or the Horde Festival or something
Horde
like that. Horde Festival. Saw them there. And,
because I went there too. I thought, God Street Wine, if you remember. Them, there's probably no reason. I don't think they made it big, but I just remember those two bands from the Horde Festival.
The Black Crowes were the headliners, by the
course,
way.
Of course,
not. Not coming together, right?
Not surprised.
Yeah, Rusted Root is like a band you'd run into at a bongo party, and Rusted Root breaks out.
Yeah.
Hey, we brought a guitar too.
Hey, it smells like patchouli in here
and something else. All right, Al's on the phone. Good morning, Al.
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good.
Great. I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you.
I was introduced to Spalding Donuts 45 years ago when it was at on Limestone and Pick Street.
Wow.
I was a seventh grader that walked to Dunbar Junior High School when it was on Upper Street. I went to school actually with James Lee and Jack Givens. They were in the ninth grade, I was in the seventh grade, and they paired and played together at Dunbar. A lot of people probably don't know that.
No, and, I didn't know that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, they played together at Dunbar Junior High School. James Lee lived on Pimmelton Avenue, and Jack Givens lived close to Bluegrass Aspendale. And then in the 10th grade, Jack Givens moved to the north end of town near Green Acres in that area. And he went to Bryan Station.
Yeah.
That's when they separated because Coach Al Pruitt, who coached Henry Clay at the time, had high hopes of having he and Jack Givens, James Lee, play together.
Oh,
of course,
I bet.
That'd be a good team.
Darren Bronick years started at Dunbar Junior High and ended winning a championship together in 1978 at the University of Kentucky. In which, in that gymnasium, Mary Jo, we could go, I guess, and get 96 Spalding donuts and put a candle in it for Rick Pitino.
Well, that'd get me to show up.
That place, were they as good back then, Al, as they are now?
Oh, man, it's the same recipe. The history of the family is that I'm assuming her great-grandfather had the recipe that they kept in the family. And I think Miss Martha, who runs it now, was never interested in franchising it or getting more stores in the Lexington area.
Right.
Certainly, there are some spots that if she took that recipe to other areas in the town and chased, other competitors, that she went out because her donuts are unique. Dan, as you know, that is they're not doughy; they crispy, buttery.
Yeah, it's the crispy. I think that I really am enjoying.
So, but that's enough for Spalding's.
Well, one more thing. As my father-in-law would say, they're on time.
But we are going to enter the football season. Kentucky could very well go to Alabama and put up a donut to Alabama. That game could go 38-0.
Oh, yeah.
But then they could go to Florida and win that game 28-27. So there are some things that Kentucky could do better this year in football to get to a bowl game. Mary, I don't think that we can go to Louisville, be 5-6, and have Bobby Petrino at Old Grinch still another bowl game from us this year.
No, if we're going into the Louisville game 5-6, they're in for another 5-7 season. Yeah, in my estimation, because that means they've along the way they've lost a game that today we don't think they should lose. You know, they'll either lose on the road to Missouri or South Carolina will beat them or, you know, something happens along the way. Because when I think six wins, I'm not counting that Louisville game as one of them.
The only games right now, it appears, that Kentucky would be just overmatched, outmanned. Alabama.
I mean, I put Tennessee in there.
Tennessee appears to be the favorite. I mean, everybody's just talking about them like they're about to explode. Those two. And then the next in line would be, I guess, Georgia and Louisville. Georgia has a lot of question marks, though. A lot. They have a lot of things that need to be answered. So I would still give Kentucky a chance against Georgia at home. And it's still Louisville, so the rivalry winds up making it a good game. I can't see Louisville blowing out Kentucky. I mean, I can see that. But the
last two games have been good.
Right. So I think there's only two games where Kentucky... Really, I wouldn't give them a chance at all. And the rest of them,
yeah,
they've got a chance to beat Florida. I mean, they've played them well 2 years in a row. Florida's quarterback situation, they're going to start, Jack Del Rio's son, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, they've played well. It's also game number two. As long as they win the Southern Miss game, they go to Florida with some confidence. You know, they got a shot.
Well, I think that they'll have a shot at Mississippi State as well, right?
Oh, yeah. I count that as a win. I count that as a game they got to win.
Well, you look at what Dak Prescott has done in the preseason, now he will be the starting quarterback in week one because Tony Romo's out 6 to 10 weeks. You know, that's...
Broken nail.
What he has done, I guess, this preseason... has shown me really how good he was for Mississippi State. Like, the loss of Dak Prescott is bigger than I originally thought.
Yeah.
For Mississippi State, if that makes sense. So, I do think that's a winnable game.
Yeah, that's why I brought that up. We share the same thought. I mean, I've seen ESPN today, the highlights of Dak Prescott, that he seemed like that he played in the pros over the last 5 years. And I quite honestly think that the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, need to get out of the way and let the coaches be make the decision regarding Romo. Romo is going to be a quality backup quarterback, an old quarterback that can give a young guy some guidance, you know, with a clipboard on the sideline, because you just can't have a guy that's now older and injury-prone that's missed 6 and 10 weeks to lead that Dallas Cowboys franchise, because Dallas have not been relevant since Jerry Jones took over and fired Jimmy Johnson. And he just needs to step back a little bit, yield to the coaching staff, and let them make personnel decisions. And those diehard Dallas Cowboys fans will probably see Dallas in the playoffs and move forward towards a Super Bowl bid.
Well, I mean, he's forever now going to be unfulfilled potential, because I do think he's a good quarterback, Romo.
I think Jerry Jones needs to keep on keeping on, because I love the 8-8 Cowboys year after year.
you sound like a Redskins fan.
Well, I'm not a Cowboys fan, I can tell you that. But there are plenty of them out there.
Mary Jo, I enjoy your Mary Jo moments and at that thing that you do. When I'm listening to 1300, you do a real good job at that. And
thank you, Al.
Y'all have a great show on Sunday. I enjoy talking to you all. And enjoy your day, and enjoy Spalding Donuts with that with that milk that you have from Speedway.
Thank you, Al. Have a great rest of your weekend. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Actually, coffee for me. I gotta have the coffee. Like, Spalding's doesn't have coffee, I don't think. I've never noticed
it.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
A donut shop that doesn't have coffee.
No, I don't believe they do. Some more information. You know, we told you a minute ago KU blew a big transformer. It was a big circuit that has about 6,000 customers on it. And those affected are in Lansdowne, Merrick, into Albany, out to Gainesway. So 6,000 folks without power. So be careful out there on the roads, going to church and stuff this morning. Look for the lights.
If I remember correctly, because I come in Tate's Creek Road, that the Gainesway stoplight on Tate's Creek Road was the first one that was out. So the whole area around New Circle and Tate's Creek, all of Lansdowne was without power. And I think the first stoplight that I came to that had power was Alumni in Tate's Creek. So it was a significant portion of that area.
So KU's working on it. They know about it. All right, coming up here, we got Ken Spencer from WHAS in Louisville, and we'll definitely talk to him about his Campbell County Camels, which beat Highlands. By the way, high school football last night, what did we say? Kickoff was 8:30. I told you there was no way it was going to start at 8:30. Boyle County Lafayette last night.
It started at 10:30, right?
10:30. I stayed up. I was ready to go to bed at 10:30. Should have gone to bed at 10:30. Instead, I stayed up and watched it till 1 a.m.
Oh, geez.
Because Prep Spin, by the way, is awesome. They throw it up on HD.
You might be able to see a play on ESPN today.
That's right. Walker Wood. But, yeah, you can watch it. I've got Apple TV. So if you've got Apple TV, you got a YouTube app in there. You can just pull it up and watch the Prep Spin broadcast on my TV, just like I'm watching any other cable station or satellite station. So it was awesome to be able to watch Lafayette, Boyle County in prime time last night, since there's no college football yet. But Boyle County took a 7-6 lead in the second quarter, and then it was 40-7. 47-21 was the final score of Lafayette. Walker Wood, 4 rushing touchdowns. 2 passing.
Including one that if you haven't seen, you need to jump on Twitter and check it out, because that's the one that ESPN was asking to use. It's pretty phenomenal.
He ran for 188 yards, threw for 220, something like that. So we mentioned Highlands. Well, 47 points is the most Boyle County has given up since losing to Highlands in the season opener of 2012, 52-31. And it's Boyle County's worst loss in terms of margin of victory since losing to John Hardin in 2011, 28-0. So Lafayette did something that not many teams have been able to do to Boyle County over the years.
And if you go and between 2011, 2012, where those records were set, you'd probably have to go back another 10 years or more to find the next time that happened.
2007, I did. I went back and looked.
Okay.
2007. In 2006, they lost to Henry Clay 53-10.
Okay.
And that was the worst in terms of points they lost.
Okay, I wonder, because, they had that strength. They won
06,
all those games
you're right.
In a row.
That's another 5 years back. You have to go back 5 years and then another 5 years.
Yeah.
So over the last decade, a loss like this has happened 2-3 times to Boyle County in the last decade. So Lafayette hosts Trinity next Friday. Trinity comes to Ishmael Stadium in Lexington next Friday for Lafayette Trinity. I mean,
when Coach Shaw says he's scheduling, it's like that's no joke, brother.
That is going to be a ball game. Boyle County, 0-2 now, plays Danville next Friday. Woo! All right, we're going to talk to Ken Spencer from WHAS next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Lucky's Auto Sports is Central Kentucky's largest window tinting facility. Defining rides since 1999. Want to cut down on glare while you're driving? Want to protect your interior? Want that stylish look of darker windows? Bring your car or truck to Lucky's Auto Sports for same-day service and let us tint your windows with our computer-cut high-performance film with a lifetime warranty. Call us at 859-299-4411 or get a quote and download coupons at luckysautosports.com today. Lucky's Auto Sports is Central Kentucky's largest window tinting facility. Defining ride since 1999. Want to cut down on glare while you're driving? Want to protect your interior? Want that stylish look of darker windows? Bring your car or truck to Lucky's Auto Sports for same-day service and let us tint your windows today. Our staff has over 40 years' experience and all the tools of the trade in auto tinting to ensure quality service. And all of our professional window tinting for your car, truck, RV, or SUV is backed by a lifetime warranty on bubbling, peeling, and fading. Lucky's Auto Sports only uses high-performance films, and all of our tint is computer cut. That means a machine cuts the tint before our technicians apply it to your vehicle's windows, so everything looks factory installed. Call us at 859-299-4411 or get a quote and download coupons at luckysautosports.com today. That's Lucky's Auto Sports, your source for window tinting, auto and truck accessories, car audio, remote starts, and more.
Command and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office. You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command and Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command and Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Of course, this is the last. This is it. This is the last weekend before college football. We've got it Thursday. Thursday night. There was college football on TV.
Ugh, I just can't wait.
Not just college football, SEC football.
Ugh.
I would like to take, you know, like 3-4 days off, like right in a row just to, well, I mean, it's Labor Day weekend. I have one of those days off, but the rest of them, I'll be looking for football, no doubt.
I do want to say real quick, got a tweet in from Bruce, a friend of the show. He's telling me that KU says power should be restored by 11 o'clock this morning.
Well, it's an hour and a half, and they usually estimate that out a little bit. So you might get lucky and get it back by 10:30.
Right, so you're, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 6,000 folks without power right now over in the Lansdowne area. KU says a big transformer blew. So, well, we're going to talk college football with Kent Spencer. He's on the line now, WHAS 11's Kent Spencer, and I have noticed, Kent, that it appears Calgill has been taking you to the links about every weekend.
Well, the thing about it is you know, the one good thing about our job is, you know, there's plenty of opportunities to go play golf. And I've had the opportunity to play some pretty amazing courses. Played Valhalla, played Fuzzy Zeller's Cover Bridge recently, got to play Belterra in a media day golf event up there last week. And today, how about this? There's going to be about 9 of us. We're going up to French Lick to play the Pete Dye course up there, which is like on top of a mountain, which is awesome for me.
And this is like, I mean, not that you didn't golf before, but this is like the last 2 or 3 years, right? That it's really...
Yeah, he wasn't like this when I worked
with him. Yeah, no, I mean, it's really kind of taken hold of your life and won't let go.
No, look, I loathed the game about a a year and a half ago. I mean, loathed it. You know, like, would turn down invitations to go play and things because I was so bad. And then last year, last August, I actually got bit by the bug because I started to improve and you know, started to get a little bit of help. So now it's like you guys are like, oh, I cannot wait. It's been a summer of nothing for college football. And I'm sitting here going, wait a minute. It's the fourth round of the Barclays, the first playoff of the FedEx Cup. like, I'm all kinds of jacked up about that.
Be honest now. Cal Gill, though, I mean, he plays, what, five times a week, right?
No. He actually, it was funny. He said to me, he was like, you know, and I'm gonna do my Fred impersonation. So
let's first, we're talking about WLKY legendary sportscaster Fred Calgio, by the way.
Yeah. He's like, Mr. Spencer, I have a lot of affection for you. So proud of you. You know, your passion for this game has kind of, you know, reinvented my passion for the game. So I've been out practicing and hit more balls and. So, you know, he's gotten back into it. So I'll let that breathe for a little bit.
You've reignited his passion for the game. That is something.
That's
that is something.
Nice.
So it was one of those things, and he's gotten into it more. So, but he used to play golf, like, back in the day when he was in college. He used to be a college golfer at Tennessee. So,
wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of us going up today. Kent Taylor's going to pick me up at 11, and we're going to roll up there.
Nice. All right, so 1991, were you on the football team at Campbell County, or were you still in middle school?
I was still in middle school. I was an eighth grader in 91.
So do you remember the game?
That game was at Highlands, and I want to say it was like a 50-yard field goal or 45-yard field goal ended up winning that game for Campbell County. I want to say a guy by the name of Aaron Maines hit the kick. In 91 to win that game for him. I was in the stands when it all went down.
Wow.
And got to see it all go down in 91. Now, you know, we didn't have as much luck. 0-4 against the Bluebirds when I was there.
Right.
So, we didn't do quite as well. In fact, senior year, I had to come in cause I was the starting wide receiver. But I was also the backup quarterback.
Oh.
Our offensive line that year was a little shaky. So the starting quarterback got knocked out. I come in.
Jonathan
and,
Moxon.
No, not so much John Moxon, you know. But I come in, and next thing you know, I got hit with about three or four blitzes. And next thing I know, I woke up with trainers over top of me. Guess what? Kent got knocked out. It was time to go to the hospital.
So you love Highlands. I mean, you would like to see him win a 22nd state title.
With the fire of a thousand suns, I loved him.
Of course, our man Kent went to Campbell County, and Campbell County beat Highlands Friday night for the first time since 1991. And this is after the Camels went 1-10 last year. So pretty big deal, no doubt.
Are Camels indigenous to that area?
I think so.
Only when the festival is in town, they bring a few in for the parade, for the homecoming parade. That's just about it.
Yeah, it's see, it's hard to get with a camel as a mascot.
It's hard.
That's difficult.
Can I be honest? You know, but when you're growing up in that area, you think like Campbell County Camels. That's all you've ever known.
Yeah.
So you're like, this is completely normal. What a normal mascot.
Right.
And the first time I sat up, because when you go off to college in our first like football meeting at Moorhead, you have to stand up as a freshman and say, okay, what your name is, where you're from. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I picture the scene from Stripes.
Exactly. So I stand up, say Kent Spencer, I'm a wide receiver. I played, you know, Campbell County for the Camels. And all of a sudden, like, all the eyes turned to me in the room, and, like, it was the weirdest thing that I've ever said. It was all I've ever known, but everybody was like, Campbell?
Well, I can relate because the Yellow Jackets, that's my alma mater, that's our nickname, and it didn't ever occur to me that a Yellow Jacket is not supposed to be orange and black, but maybe yellow and black. And now they've updated it, and now the Yellow Jackets are blue and orange. So way, way far away from
it. Yeah, somebody's got to reel that in.
Yeah. I think somebody's a Denver Broncos fan and just took the colors and went on. All right, well, let's talk the Louisville Cardinals. You've been up there, dug in on them. They've gotten, you know, a lot of love. Some people have even put them up there as a possible ACC champ. But what have you seen? Are they going to be pretty special this year?
You know, I think that they're going to be really good. I think they have a chance. You know, if I was predicting what their season would be right now, I'd give them, I think, anywhere from 9 to 10 wins. I think they could go 9-3, 10-2 in the regular season. I mean, you know, for them, I think, you know, they're going to be measured by 3 games this year, in my opinion. But let's not, you know, say that they cannot trip up anywhere else. I mean, there's other teams and other games that they can get tripped up along the way. But I think, obviously, there's a game on September 17th against Florida State here at Louisville. I mean, that's a massive game.
Yeah.
It's that game at Clemson. And then, you know, they've got to go to Houston this year. And Houston beat them last year at Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. So they got to go on the road at Houston. I think that's going to be, you know, a massive game for them.
Yeah,
so, and then there's a couple other games in there. I mean, you know, I don't know what Marshall has, but, you know, a couple years ago, Marshall was a really good team. So, you know, they've got to go there. Who knows if, you know, there's a lot of kids that probably play for Louisville that don't think that Marshall's, you know, all that. I think
right.
Marshall could maybe scare them. I mean, there's just a couple other games there. But obviously, you know, all the love with Louisville is banking on the fact that Lamar Jackson, beginning this season, is going to be the Lamar Jackson that people saw against Kentucky when he came in relief of Kyle Bolin last year.
Yeah.
And then the Lamar Jackson that you saw in the Music City Bowl against Texas A&M.
Well,
if that's the guy, that's going to be a tough offense.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask you, Kent. Is it, I mean, if you take Lamar Jackson out of the equation and it's Reggie Bonifon or something, do they still have what it takes to be that 9 or 10 win team, or is it based on Lamar Jackson?
Oh, I think a lot of it is based on Lamar Jackson. I mean, I think other guys can come in and do the job. I mean, you know, look, if you look at what they did last year, I mean, obviously they got off to a really, really rough start. But, you know, towards the end of the season, they started stringing out some wins, and they did that with, you know, a lot of it was with Kyle Bolin at quarterback, and he's the backup. So they can still win games, but I don't know if they can be that, wait a minute, here's an outside shot that they could win the ACC, you know, kind of team. But I still think that they could, you know, they would still be a good team. It just wouldn't be, you know, that level. I mean, his health is huge for this team.
What is Bobby Petrino saying about Lamar Jackson, just how he's looked? Have you seen any scrimmages,
well,
practices?
I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, here's what they did to him in spring. They took his legs away by saying, in the spring, they said, you can't leave the pocket. You've got to make every decision in the pocket. You cannot leave. You cannot use your legs. So they really focused him on wanting to be more of a pocket passer, at least just developing that part of his game, making sure that he's reading defense, going through his progressions, that kind of thing. I think that they did some of that at the beginning of fall camp, and then, you know, then you got to start letting him be him, you know, which is, you know, the fact that, you know, there's more times than not, every time he steps on the field, he's going to be the fastest cat on the field. And you got to utilize that. So, you know, Petrino seems like they're happy with his development. They've said all the right things, but to be honest, I mean, most coaches say all good things leading up to a game. You know, there's not many coaches that are always completely honest. They're always trying to, you know, play a little poker, but everybody seems to be really happy and you know, amazed by the progress that he's made in the passing game.
Defensively, I mean, you look at the NFL draft the last couple of years, and there's been a lot of defensive players from Louisville drafted, and a lot of those, obviously, Charlie Strong, you know, leftovers. Where would you put this team defensively right now?
You know, that it's going to be interesting, because here's what they had come back. Their entire secondary came back from a year ago. Mm-hmm. Their best linebacker came back from a year ago. Keith Kelsey, who is their starting middle linebacker, I mean, he's definitely, you know, everybody says, well, he's the, you know, they got to be the quarterback of the defense and stuff like that. Well, he actually is, you know, I mean, he's the, you know, he's definitely the straw that stirs the drink there. And then you've got a guy who really started slow last year, but became unblockable last year, was Devontae Fields. You know, he was out of shape at the beginning of fall camp last year, came in, you know, he's an outside linebacker, kind of slash defensive end. Now, what they have to do is they have to get guys to replace somebody like a Sheldon Rankins, who was drafted 12th overall by the New Orleans Saints, was having a really good camp for the Saints before fracturing his leg. So, you know, that guy's not easy to replace, and you're not going to really be able to do it by just one guy. Well, who do you have? They say they feel good about people, but, you know, and we probably won't see it fully on Thursday night because they play Charlotte. And, you know, everybody has gotten a chance to see Charlotte last year because Kentucky destroyed them. Charlotte's not a very good team. And yeah. They're going to destroy Charlotte on Saturday night. And guess what? Everybody's going to look good. And if you don't look good against Charlotte, then, you know, you've got probably bigger problems than what anybody's ever anticipated. But so everybody's going to look good. But when those games, you know, when the competition levels out a little bit, you know, that's when you're going to really see the interior of that defensive line. But they like guys like D'Angelo Brown and Drew Bailey up front and De'Asian Richardson. I mean, they like guys like that, or at least they're talking like it. You know, we'll see what happens when games get competitive.
Talking to WHAS 11's Kent Spencer here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Before we let you go, are you buying what the Cats are selling? What do you think?
Well, I'm not buying. I'm not selling. I'm not doing anything right now. I'm definitely kind of in that wait see approach. I mean, for me, and maybe, you know, I really do feel like, you know how we say, like, well, some coaches, they say all the right things, and I really feel like since the first time Mark Stoops got there, this is the best that they felt about their offensive line.
Thank you. Yeah.
Would you guys agree with me on that? I mean,
yeah, well, they got Toth in the middle there as a fifth-year senior, and the other four starters are fourth-year juniors.
You know? Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like this is the best that they felt about their offensive line. Well, we know what their running backs are, and they're really good, you know, and they're deep, and there's a lot of them, and they seem to be, you know, I know they like Benny Snell, and you know, those guys are coming up. Okay, can Drew Barker be the guy?
Yeah.
Biggest question there is. And that needs to be answered. For me, he didn't show me enough at the end of the year to say, yep, he can be the guy. But not a lot of experience. It wasn't like they were putting a ton of time into him. You know, I mean, that time was really going to Patrick Toles. Well, now, all spring, all camp, he's been the guy. Everybody knows it. Can he be the guy? Can he make those third down throws? Can he get the ball out of his hands? Can he get the ball into the hands of the playmakers? I mean, that's going to be huge. So offensively, I think it pretty much all depends on number seven. What can he do? Defensively, all right. You know, Mark Stoops is in his entering his fourth season here. Let's see. You know, he's a defensive guy. He's got his guy DJ Elliott with him. Can they really kind of turn things around? But they're thin up front. So I don't know. I mean, you know, we're gonna have to see. I know how good they are in the secondary, and Westry and Beatty are legit. They're going to have to be legit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, but I mean, it's just tough because, you know, a secondary is really only as good as your primary. You know, you've got to have those guys, you know, rushing the passer and getting some heat on him to really to help Westry and Beatty.
I go back to this, Mary Jo. You know, about, I would say, 5 or 6 years ago, the Tennessee Titans had one of the best teams in football, and Kerry Collins was their quarterback. They didn't have a wide receiver off the top of my head that I could name, but they had, you know, Chris Johnson was their running back. But by and large, they had the best offensive and defensive lines in football.
Yeah,
which is why they were as good as they were. So for me, you know, as much as, look, former wide receiver, you know, I think offense is sexy. I like to throw the ball, but I know where bread is buttered, and it's got to be buttered up front on offensive and defensive line. So, I mean, ultimately, I think that's how this team will be judged. Matt Elam has to be a stud.
Has to.
And
yep.
And of all of the hyping up that Stoops and the coaches have done, not hyping, but praise that they've put on everyone, Matt Elam's not been one of those guys they've done that with.
That's the thing, and I was looking at something and reading something today. You know, he's getting the cover on the public, you know, the preseason publications and all that stuff and everybody.
Yeah.
But that's the media chooses who goes on those covers.
Yeah,
the coaches don't. He's lost weight. He looks a lot better. Obviously, it's a work in progress. I know how much that, you know, he battles that, but he's got to be big. And you're right. You know, you don't see the coaches going, he's become a difference maker. Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. He needs to be a difference maker because, you know, now that the fact that they don't have a guy like Reggie Mint in there and he's not coming back and all that stuff, you know, it just got a little thinner. And, he's a thick piece that needs to be in there and needs to play for a lot of snaps.
Well, thank you, Kent. Much appreciated. Hey, thanks for, you know, taking time this morning when you got a big golf day, you know, thanks for thinking of the little people over here.
You got that. And then we're streaming the fourth round of the Barclays. I didn't know. I mean, Justin Thomas, the pride of prospect here from just outside of Louisville. He's currently sitting tied for fifth.
That's not bad.
Barclays, yeah. Ready to make a move. I mean, I didn't know if you guys wanted me to break that down. I didn't know what you wanted me to talk about.
Definitely give a shout out to the OK original Kent for us too.
Oh, you mean John Taylor? That's John. So, Joe, old John. And by the way, that just comes from his family. Not a big deal. He introduced me one day to his niece, and we were at a birthday party for his little girl, and she introduced me to her. She goes, "Oh, that's the other Kent." She looks at him. She goes, "Your name's not Kent. It's John."
Oh, that's awesome. I'm calling him John the next time. Absolutely calling him John the next time I see him.
In a press conference, one day after a Louisville game, Charlie Strong comes down, looks at me. We're sitting next to each other. He goes, "Hey, Kent, what you doing sitting next to John?"
Oh, man. That's good stuff right there. All right, Kent, we appreciate it, man. Good luck out there.
Good luck
on
the links, yeah.
With John.
You guys.
All right, we got to get to a break. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Car crash, Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
The following is an advertisement.
When someone has an accident or an on-the-job injury, our main goal is to make sure our clients are fairly compensated. Fairly compensated for their injuries, bills, loss of income, future and past, and for pain and suffering, and for the loss of enjoyment of life. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. In most of our cases, we're able to reach a settlement quickly without a need for trial, and our clients are able to get on with their lives. But to recover what we believe is fair, it's important that the insurance company know a law firm goes to trial and gets results. You see, not all law firms are the same. I've seen so many come and go these past 27 years. To reach a fair settlement, hire a firm with a reputation for verdicts at trial. Visit ForThePeople.com and review our verdicts. Trial verdicts are the best weapon for a fair settlement. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Offices Lexington. This message has been an advertisement.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7088 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7088. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7088 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Just a couple minutes here before we got to go to the top of the hour break, but let's get Dennis on the line, 381-1313 if you want to get in here. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. How's everybody today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just a quick little thing I found on the internet. There was actually a couple of NBA players that really were considered to be Wildcats at one time. And one was this guy that plays for the Mavericks right now, was Dirk Nowitzki. Actually was considered coming to UK.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's where he was going to go. Yeah.
But the other player that UK was going to really try to recruit hard, but they said he couldn't jump high and he was kind of slow. And unfortunately, he didn't have much of an NBA career.
Sean Kemp? I don't know.
Number 33 from Boston. Larry Bird.
Oh, I didn't know about the Larry Bird thing.
Yeah, Larry Bird. Larry Bird was considered, but they didn't want to go after him. Could you imagine Larry Bird in Kentucky Blue?
He probably would go down as the greatest Wildcat of all time. Right, because he's one of the best NBA players of all time. He's up there in the conversation of all-time greats. So then you add Kentucky to it. Yeah.
I mean, it was really, really something when I read that. But, you know...
There had to be quite a few that passed on him, though, because Indiana State wasn't exactly the...
Yeah, you wind up playing for the Sycamores.
the powerhouse. <That's...
laughs> But I went up on Bleacher Report this morning. I read an article about Courtney Love.
Oh, yeah. That
awesome,
came from Jen
awesome
Smith.
Article.
That came from Jen Smith of the Lexington Herald Leader, who has been crushing it this camp. I mean, she has been coming up with stories left and right. About these football players getting into their stories, their personal stories, and there are several very heartwarming,
all worth reading,
and heartbreaking.
I mean,
ones.
All worth reading.
Yeah, but the one on Courtney Love, very good.
De Niro Laster.
Yeah,
his dad took him out and left him on the corner with a cup saying, "If you want to be like a bum, you're going to beg like a bum."
Yeah, go ahead and start practicing for what life's going to be like for you.
That's right. Awesome, Mark. I can't wait to see this guy play.
Yeah. They say they've been pleased with what they see out of him, but he has a resolve, you know, the right mindset. Nothing's going to shake him. I mean, he's a tough customer, obviously, but, raised by two grandmothers and a stepmother and his dad, but his dad went away to prison for a little bit. And when he came out, he started his own company. What was the company? Do you remember what it is?
It was a cleaning company. He only hired
Only hired ex-cons. So he set it up for guys to hire. All right. Hey, Dennis, look, we got to get to a break.
All
thanks,
right, guys. Hey, listen, y'all have a good day.
All
thank
right, you,
Dennis.
Too. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Saturday on ESPN Radio.
Mike and Mike Mornings, ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Jim Bass. Well, Yankee rookie Gary Sanchez has a .425 average in this month with an OPS of over 1,300. He has reached 11 career home runs faster than anyone in Major League history, taking 23 games to do so. Sanchez homered for the ninth time in the last 10 games on Saturday as the Yanks again ripped up the O's 13-5. They've outscored Baltimore 27-9 in the first two games of the series. The American League East has the tightest race in baseball. The Jays bested the Twins 8-7, rallying from 5-0 down. They're a game up on the Red Sox, who beat the Royals 8-3. Dustin Pedroia went 4-for-5, fell just short of a Major League record after collecting hits in 11 straight at-bats. It's those two teams again tonight on ESPN Radio and TV, with radio coverage beginning at 7 Eastern. Over in the National League, the Dodgers edged the Cubs 3-2. Corey Seager setting a franchise record for home runs by a shortstop with his 23rd. They're now two games up on the Giants, who fall to the Braves 3-1. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo has a broken bone in his back, could miss 6 to 10 weeks to start the season. Remember, Dallas was 1-11 without him just a season ago. And don't forget, college football kickoff week starts September 3rd. ESPN Radio's College Game Day will broadcast USC Alabama starting at noon Eastern, followed by the game on ESPN Radio at 7:30 and on ABC TV at 8.
Cowboys QB Tony Romo could be out 6 to 10 weeks with a fractured vertebrae. Is the Dak Prescott era upon us? Mike and Mike have the latest Monday starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Is an advertisement.
I want to be as blunt as I've ever been in one of my ads. All lawyers are not the same. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Sometimes I read in the newspaper that a certain lawyer or law firm is representing someone involved in a serious accident, and my heart just sinks for that family. There are lawyers who haven't been to trial in years or ever, and insurance companies know who they are. There are some who just take the last best offer. A case settled by one firm for $100,000 may have a value of $1 million if handled by another. Insurance companies know which lawyers get results at trial. It's their job to. And those firms receive the best early settlements. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our 26 years of results and verdicts. Remember, you only have one day in court. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Offices Lexington. This message has been an advertisement.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-981-1229. That's 800-981-1229. Call now at 800-981-1229 to get a free brochure. 800-981-1229.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
All right, coming up here in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk to Mark Story from the Lexington Herald Leader and talk UK football, of course.
We might need to spend just a minute or so talking about, we kind of previewed the Traverse yesterday.
Yes.
And what an amazing field it was with
all these other horses. And, well, before we get to the Traverse, let's just real quick say this, because we've been talking about the power outage and stuff. You know, 6,000 customers or so without power in the Lansdowne area after a transformer blew, but KU has now restored power. So they said, estimated at 11 o'clock, it's 10 o'clock, an hour ahead of schedule. A lot of church services don't start till 11, so I know some people are praising the Lord that the power is back on so they can get showered and cleaned up and ready to go to church. So, all right. Now, to the Traverse, which was, yes, we talked about it just a hair, a little bit yesterday, and I mean, I even mentioned, I said, you know, Destin, Creator, Lauban, Gunrunner.
My man Sam.
My man Sam. All these other horses we had been hearing about as three-year-olds. And Arrogate, I said, 10-1, Arrogate. I don't even know about this Arrogate.
Right, but you're like, oh, Bob Baffert, and was it Chad Brown?
Yeah, Chad Brown had another horse. Okay. Bob Baffert, yeah, it was a Baffert horse. And so the reason we hadn't heard of him is Arrogate had never run in a graded stakes race, making his graded stakes debut in the Travers. Fastest time in 147 years of running the Travers.
Yes.
The fastest mile and a quarter.
A buyer speed of I've seen 122 and 123, but yes. Still 122. 13 and a half lengths was the victory. It was an absolute romp.
Unreal. Bob Baffert said afterward, told the Blood Horse that he was so dejected and emotional after coming there last year with American Pharoah and losing.
Yeah.
The horse's only loss. He said, you could have poured me out of a shot glass. This was what he was hoping for last year. This was the kind of show that he was hoping to get last year. But he said, these things are so rare, you never forget these.
Well, and now he'll just be training up to the Breeders' Cup Classic, it looks like.
Yeah.
And, I mean, for this to be really the only thing we see of Arrogate until the Classic. I don't know. What does that do to the... Obviously, we don't know the field for the Classic, but the way he absolutely destroyed the field...
He did.
Because you have to think he'd be up there as one of the favorites.
Yeah. You thought those fast times, somebody would catch him? He opened up in the stretch. Opened up on them. He had more than all the other horses coming, late. So... I don't know, but it's going to be pretty fun. You got to figure a lot of the same horses will be in there, and then you throw in an Arrogate, and then you throw in a California Chrome.
Yeah.
And then maybe Beholder. However, I would rather now see Beholder go to the Distaff.
Yeah.
With Songbird, because you think Songbird's going to go there. But Beholder, last two races, has not had it.
Which is why I think
Distaff.
Anything so,
but no doubt the Distaff and the Classic are going to be amazing.
But that was just a shocking result yesterday.
I mean, is Nyquist? He worked the other day or something. I thought I saw that. So, as far as I know, I think the plan is
for the Classic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you throw Nyquist in there, because remember we all thought Nyquist was.
Yeah.
Super horse.
Yes.
Arrogate, Nyquist, Exaggerator. And then you never know what can happen with one of those.
Well, and if
creator it's... Creator destined.
Well, if it's a wet track.
Yeah.
Then you got to go back to probably Exaggerator.
It rarely rains in Southern California, so probably. Yeah. Good chance. Not that Santa Anita...
I forgot where the Breeders' Cup Classic was.
Well, I mean, it's not completely off base. I mean, I've seen Santa Anita be sloppy
before.
They're
running it in the Sahara Desert this year, Mary Jo. Probably won't be a wet track.
No, I've definitely seen Santa Anita sloppy, but let's hope it's not. Or if you like Exaggerator, hope that it is, whatever. But yes, that was impressive. That was pretty special, what happened yesterday. Man, did you do anything of these things going on around town yesterday? Did you do anything fun?
Oh, I didn't leave my house.
Didn't. I worked till...
So it was like the Chevy Chase Street Fair and some other stuff. Yeah.
The Moon Tower. I wanted to go see the Moon Tower. I think they had like Trombone Shorty was one of the guys, which he's phenomenal. Great. Drive-By Truckers was another band that was there. That's Jason Isbell's former band.
It's like he's speaking another language. I'm nodding in agreement.
Oh, no, you don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Moon Tower looked like a good time. And then the Coach Cal Celebrity Softball Classic kickoff party, whatever, was at Trust last night. Of course, that game is today at 6 o'clock at Whitaker Bank Ballpark.
Now, that would be a lot of fun to go to.
Yes. 5:30 is the Home Run Derby. It's only $8 for general admission. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. If you like to get autographs... You get out there early. I think maybe it opens at 4:30. You run out there early. You can get some autographs from, Josh Hopkins or Carl Anthony Towns or...
You think Chris Carter will be doing that?
Chris Carter will be there. Yeah. Give something to Sam. Have Sam run up there. Mr. Carter. Nowadays, though,
I just want to be that woman, the famous woman that ran out and hugged John Madden or John Wooden or whoever it was.
Madden, yeah. Madden? What's her name? yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's what I I'm not sending my kids. I'm just going to run onto the field and tackle him and then get thrown out of Whitaker Bank Ballpark.
Kids today have become like so disrespectful in asking for. Like, I saw somebody was signing autographs, and this kid is out there like for like training camp or something. Kid's like, give me your gloves. Give me your gloves. Give me your gloves. Like, I don't have any gloves. You got a towel? You got a towel? Chill out, man. Good grief. It's not, can I have? Do you think I could get it? It's, give me this. Give me that. Give me this. But, so I go into work yesterday. I had working on this UK football preview, Wildcats preview. Wednesday, August 31st, 10:30 p.m., Fox 56.
you put enough work into it, you should be promoting it like crazy.
Well, we start with Media Day, and then we go out there every day we can to get interviews, wind up talking to 50 coaches and players, and then just going along and putting it together. And so in the final stages now. So I had to do like 7 hours of work on it yesterday. And when I went in, it was, I think, 12:30, 1 o'clock. Left here went in. So I'm finishing up about 8 o'clock. I don't remember Chevy Chase Street Fair. I'd forgotten that that was going on. So where I work is...
right there.
Yeah, it is corner of Chevy Chase, corner of Euclid and Maxwell, or High, whatever. And, above McAllister's. And I'm in an edit bay, so I don't hear all this stuff. I walk out, and we have balconies and windows everywhere. And there's a band playing. There are people everywhere. I'm wondering, I don't know if I can get out of the garage. It's blocked off. The streets are all blocked off. Can I even get out? And luckily they had a lane coming out of the garage, like all blocked off, just so people could, because people live there too. There's condos up there. So, yeah. But then when I got out, I'm like, wow, I'm just moseying on down here. I'm going to hang out for the night. I did not.
We had plans on going to... on going to the street fair, but they fell by the wayside.
Well, yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to do, I thought, all right, if I get done doing what I was doing, I would head out to Lafayette Boyle County game because that would be fun to do. But then that game didn't start till 10:30.
No, didn't get over till after 1 o'clock in the morning.
Luckily, the folks over at Prep Spin are, capable of putting that thing out there. And I'm telling you, Apple TV is just awesome, or Roku or whatever stuff you got. But some people don't know, think it's too difficult, whatever. It's so simple. You just hook it up to the TV with an HDMI cable, just like you'd hook up a cable box or something like that. And then you can flip over and stuff online that streams like a high school football game. You just throw it up there on your TV screen. So you're watching it just like you'd be watching a college football game or whatever. But Walker Wood was impressive.
Yeah.
The UK commit. Quarterback, 188 yards on 9 attempts rushing.
Now you saw why he's... been offered that scholarship.
And one of his plays was phenomenal, very similar to the run he made against Mayo in the state championship game last year. It's up there online. I've retweeted it. You'll see it. You follow my timeline, you'll see it on there, at D Reefer. But there are three guys coming at him after a high snap. High snap, off his fingertips. He catches it, three guys in his face. He goes to the right, then to the left.
Yeah.
Gets by all three. Another one comes and gets his shoulder pad and jersey and seems to be dragging him down. He sheds that guy, cuts one way, cuts again, makes another cut, and he's gone 63 yards.
Yeah, yeah. Think he's down three or four times.
So SportsCenter asked Prep Spin for it. ESPN, asked and said, hey, do we have your permission to use this? And so hopefully we'll see it on the SportsCenter Top 10. I haven't seen it yet. Josh just now changed it. Our producer changed it over to ESPN, but it was on, something, ESPN2 maybe. So it was. Now it's on the main. Now it's on the big channel. Yeah. So we may have missed it.
That's probably why you didn't see it.
Hopefully it's on there. I haven't seen anybody say on social media yet that it showed up, but that would be awesome for Walker Wood. And of course, Jed Wills, the big lineman for Lafayette, we thought 2 weeks now, we've thought we were going to hear his official announcement. And he just hasn't done it. Maybe he has made up his mind. Maybe he's already told the coaches. Maybe all that's happened and he's fine with it. He's at peace with it. So it's not a big deal to him anymore. And he's just waiting till he feels the right time to say it publicly. So I don't know. All right, next we're talking UK football with the Lexington Herald Leader's Mark Story on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Thank you for listening in Norfolk. We're very popular in Norfolk, number one. And we are not in Los Angeles. That's not how you wanted me to read that. We're not number one in Los Angeles. We're number one in Norfolk. There is no better radio show than ours in Norfolk. But we're not number one in Los Angeles. I didn't say anything but the truth. I spit truth, man.
Dan Levitard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Buchart with Buchart Orthodontics. I invite you to come by Christ the King's Oktoberfest Friday, September 9th and Saturday, September 10th for fun and fellowship. We have a great lineup this year, including the Gin Blossoms and Fastball, as well as the activities for kids and adults alike. Buchart Orthodontics is a proud sponsor of Christ the King's Oktoberfest. We hope to see you there.
The following commercial contains a bunch of super secret information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, the following commercial is all wink, wink, hush, hush.
Stick to the script.
At the Body Bay, we have things. So many things. You like tie-dyes? We got them. We got rolling papers, disc golf supplies, incense, e-cigs, glassware, vapes, and pipes, flow toys, and other things. Hey, 420 is a cool number, isn't it? The Body Bay, we're just like 420. We're the coolest place in town. We have staff. They are friendly. We have stuff, you know? You want to be cool, too? Shop here, and you will be. The Body Bay. 420! East New Circle Road, next to Pizza Hut in Lexington. We're the place to buy things to do stuff with.
Parents, are you talking about alcohol with your children? If you're not, it's time to consider a free resource, FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com. Family Talk About Drinking uses different stages to help parents create the right age-specific atmosphere to have meaningful conversations with your kids about underage drinking. FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com is a free online resource that gives you the confidence and tools to talk with your kids about alcohol at any age. Be part of the solution, not the problem. This is a public service announcement from Kentucky Eagle.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
No matter if your vehicle is personal or business, Fleet Doc will take care of it with a 24-month nationwide guarantee on all parts and labor as a TechNet professional member. Even complimentary roadside assistance is available should you break down. Fleet Doc has everything to be your trusted vehicle doctor.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bingo, bingo.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues designed to help you help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything. Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, it's the last weekend without college football. So excited about that. SEC football begins Thursday, and then Saturday is some of the best games to open the college football season that I can remember anyway. They just seem just phenomenal. Of course, around here, the big game, Southern Miss, UK, 7:30. And then, like I said, I've got to have a second TV.
Yeah, at least.
For Alabama, Southern Cal. But Mark Story from the Lexington Herald Leader, he'll be in the press box. He will not have anything but social media, most likely, to tell him about what's going on in the rest of the college football world, because he'll be glued to Kentucky and Southern Miss. Mark, thank you for making time for us this morning.
Yes, I will be exclusively focused on the game in front of me, and I'm sure I will not be distracted by the social media at all.
Mark, what's your gut on Southern Miss? Because this to me is, I mean, it's such a make-or-break game, it seems, and I'm nervous about it.
Yeah, I think it's a really tricky opener. It's funny, when Kentucky scheduled this game, Southern Miss was in the midst of just a terrible stretch. I mean, Southern Miss has always been a good football program, but they sort of hit rock bottom and had a year where I think they won like three or four games in a three-year period, and that's when Kentucky added them after UAB temporarily dropped football. Well, just being Kentucky's luck, then Southern Miss gets it going back in the right direction and had a very good year last year. Won the West Division of Conference USA. Have an incredibly good quarterback, arguably the best passing quarterback Kentucky will see. And then just on top of that, you also add the Shannon Dawson factor. And you know, it's a really interesting, really tricky opener.
Well, Mark, you've been through many, 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 many of these, and obviously seen the Mark Stoops era and how it's gone to this point. He made a comment this week that the sports science tells him that his team has worked 31% harder than it did at this time last year. He seems to feel like they have, even though he says depth is an issue, that they do have more depth than they've ever had and more talent than they've ever had during his time. Are you drinking the Kool-Aid? Your colleague John Clay this morning had an article saying 7-5, 6 was setting the bar too low. What say you?
Well, I actually had a prediction column in our college football preview. You know, I started out, I had talked myself into picking them 7-5, and then the Reggie Mitt incident or situation developed. And to me, other than Drew Barker, he was the one player they could least afford to lose. So I dialed back a little bit to 6-6. My thing is, and they obviously have some question marks and some question marks at, you know, some big positions. I mean, Drew Barker obviously is an unproven quarterback. The offensive tackles worry me. The biggest concern to me is the defensive front seven. But all that said, you know, if they've really recruited as well as has been portrayed, then in the fourth year, that ought to start to, you know, reflect, or should start to be reflected. And if you've won 5 games the past 2 seasons, I don't think it's asking for the moon to get to 6. So, you know, that's sort of where I came down.
Yeah, by the way, tons of coverage on college football, especially UK today, in the Lexington Herald Leader. We had, you know, John Hale from the Courier-Journal on yesterday, and we mentioned this. Today's the day. If you don't normally buy a print copy and you get all your stuff online, today's the day to go get the print copy, because it's pretty much a magazine for college football, and especially UK.
So, Drew Barker.
Hey, Dan, the check's in the mail there. That was good.
So, Mark, I mean, you know, Drew Barker's been such a huge, you know, topic of discussion this, you know, spring, summer, fall camp. It's the first time in a while that there's really just been one quarterback. And going into fall camp, we know who the starter is. There's not a debate or discussion. It's the guy who knows he's getting the job. And the coaches have been, you know, pretty high on him. How important in your mind is it for Drew to just kind of stay within himself and within the frame of the game plan and not try to do too much because he has so many other pieces around him? And could it be to his detriment to try to do too much?
Yeah, I think that's a concern. You know, it kind of fascinated me, Mary Jo. At least the fan reaction I get to Drew Barker, it's like they, and to some extent, people have already given up on him. And I think part of that is just because he was so high profile in his recruitment. And, you know, he's been in the program 3 years. I think people feel like he's, you know, that he's had more opportunity than he's actually had. You know, he started 2 games. I mean, in his whole career, he's just a sophomore, eligibility-wise. And while he did not look very good in that Louisville game last year, I mean, you know, it was his second career start. I think he'll have a good year. I think Kentucky has a very good middle of its offensive line. I think Kentucky has very good running backs. I think they're going to rely on the running game. I think they're going to throw a lot of quick hitting passes to get the ball out of Drew's hands and take pressure off the tackles, and I think that's going to work. And I think he's good. You know, he obviously needs to prove it, but I feel like he will. I think he'll have a solid year.
You know, I talked with Darren Henshaw for the TV UK football preview that'll be on Fox, and it was a month ago, but still a little bit of something that I haven't heard him really talk about yet. That'll be in there was he specifically mentions what you just said about how they design things to get the ball out of the hand quickly and knowing where to go with the football quickly and kind of having that knowing what to do and doing it quickly, and that Darren Henshaw believes he does a very good job of that, even if it's the first year of something. If they need to simplify things, they will. Whatever what he's saying is it is designed to make you successful. And if we start going down a road where you're not successful, we'll figure it out. We'll do what we need to do. And I think, this is my own just kind of assessment of it,
is that Eddie Grand's discipline and Darren Henshaw as a quarterback's coach combined are going to be what really, really gets this offense playing the way it's capable of or up to its potential.
Yeah, the vibe I've gotten off those guys since they've gotten here is they know what they're doing. And, you know, as I mentioned, I think they'll rely on the running game. I think they're going to do a lot of quick hitting stuff. I think, unlike last year, I think the tight end is going to be a big part of this offense. And, you know, assuming the wide receivers catch the ball, which obviously was a problem last year, but assuming that works, I think the offense will be good. And the offense needs to be good because the defensive question marks in that front seven especially are huge. And I think to get off to the kind of start Kentucky needs to get off to, you know, to make a successful season, I think the offense is going to have to carry them early.
Where do you think Matt Elam is in his development?
That is a tremendous question. I was out at the semi-open practice where we got to watch, I think it was eight periods of the practice, and I thought he looked a little fitter than he has in the past. You know, I think in a perfect world, he probably needed a redshirt year. I've never asked anybody this. I would surmise that Kentucky had to promise not to redshirt him to get him. So, you know, that was what it was. We're going to find out because, you know, he's playing a vital role. And I do think the one thing Stoops, you know, I keep hearing him reiterate, you know, Matt Elam's role as the nose tackle, he's not the guy that's expected to make a bunch of plays or a bunch of tackles behind the line of scrimmage. If he's doing his job, he's gumming things up in the middle and, you know, forcing double teams and freeing up the linebackers to make plays. So, you know, if he is going to have a good year, it probably will not be reflected in the tackle statistics as much as what goes on for the guys behind.
Talking with the Lexington Herald Leader's Mark Story on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. One thing I am buying, Mark, whether it results in good play on the field or not, is that Drew Barker is a different young man, more mature, that Dorian Baker is a different young man, more mature, that Matt Elam is a different man who is more mature, that even though a guy like Courtney Love hasn't played any football for UK yet, that he is a different kind of mentally tough guy. You read Denaro Laster's story that Jen Smith did there for the Lexington Herald Leader. He's clearly a mentally tough guy. The mindset of these guys, the key players, some of the guys playing key roles, seems to be pretty darn good.
Well, the 2014 recruiting class that UK, you know, was so proud of and put front and center, you know, those kids have been in the program 3 years now, and sort of it would be a little bit distressing if they weren't, you know, showing signs of greater maturity and more kind of understanding of how things work, because, you know, that's how the whole deal's supposed to work. You go to college to learn, and you learn about yourself, and, you know, that's true equally of athletes as it is normal students. If you haven't figured some things out by your third year, that's something to be worried about. So
you stayed till 7 years, like some people I know.
hey, there's nothing wrong with the 7 year
no,
plan.
No, absolutely not.
Except that you're still paying for it 27
well,
years later.
There are some financial drawbacks.
But you can't get those years back, no. So stretch them as much as you can.
So when you are at Commonwealth Stadium next Saturday, what do you expect, like, the crowd feeling to be like? Because I, like you said, you know you kind of get the feeling that people have already given up on Drew Barker. I definitely get the sense that, you know, usually hope springs eternal where UK football is concerned, and there's always, you know, some reason to feel good. And even though this team should be better and the staff feels good about it, I don't feel that from the fan base. Do you feel like it'll be like an electric opener, or are they just saying, you know, like, we're waiting and seeing. You got to show us something before we are
again.
Fully on board. Yeah.
Well, maybe for 1 week they're adopting the motto of your alma mater's home state, Mary Jo. People are show me.
Yeah. But, yeah. I think so.
I think it's going to be apprehensive. I think the crowd. I think that's probably why it's important for Kentucky to get off to a quick start, to sort of, you know, win the crowd over and get them behind them. You know, if they come out and Southern Mississippi's up 14-0 after the first quarter, that could make for a kind of a gnarly scene. But I think I think most of the fans, not everybody, but I think most of the fans are sort of in wait and see mode.
Yeah. Yeah, you get that sense for sure.
I am. I mean, I'm in that mode.
Well, at least they're going to make it a party. UK has done everything they can do to take a football game and make it into something other than a football game. A concert, a food event, a fan event with inflatables and stuff like that. So, which I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying they've taken kind of the minor league model of making it everything else, so that if you're really not a fan of football or the game's not very good, you could still have a good time.
Yeah.
So
I think the biggest improvement in fan amenities is that they've got backs on the seats and all of the lower part of the stadium except for the student section. I think that's the biggest positive change.
I can tell you, as a former season ticket holder, where I sat in 212 with my in-laws, the backs on the seats are very nice after we went to the spring game this year and sat in the lower section with those bench backs. It just makes such tremendous difference.
Yeah, it's a better experience. I wish the day would come they could do that in the upper arena in Roth.
John Calipari said on this radio station yesterday that is something he believes is in the plans.
That needs to be done. I don't know. We're digressing, but if you have sat up there as a fan anytime recently, that is a miserable experience with elbows, in your ribs and knees in your back.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess it's just an indication of how much people love the Cats that they keep coming back to subject themselves to that.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience, for the last 2-3 years, I have turned down numerous free tickets or even just cheap tickets to go where somebody said, hey, you want to go tonight? Like, up arena? No. No way. Not a chance, bro. No. Not going to happen.
Yep.
But we're also spoiled. We have pretty good seats.
For a while we did, yeah.
Credentialed members of the media. Hey, Mark, thank you very much. Hopefully this will be a good weekend for all people around here, whoever they're rooting for. But the long-suffering UK football fan needs a little joy in their life in 2016.
Yeah, the Kentucky football fan has definitely earned some good news. It'll be interesting to see if that is forthcoming.
Thank you, Mark, so much for joining us, and I'm sure we'll be catching up with you very shortly down the road.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Mark Story from the Lexington Herald Leader. Go out and check out their coverage today,
and get the print.
Yeah.
Copy, print edition, because it's always so fun to go through all the stuff, because they break down everything.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah.
And, Mark Story and John Clay have been doing this for a while, and, Kentucky natives. I think John Clay went to school here in Lexington, and Mark went to school maybe Elizabethtown's what I want to say, but I'm not going to.
I was going to say.
And and then Jen Smith from here, and then she, in addition to what Mark and John provide, she has, like I said, she has just the story on Daenerys Laster, the story on Courtney Love. Mm-hmm. There was one other story. Do you remember what it was?
John Toth and his mother.
John Toth. Yes. That's it right there.
Yep.
And
they've all been great reads.
I'm not to try and not to throw any of these other people under the bus, because we love Kyle Tucker and John Hale and the other folks who do this job and
come on our show willingly so much.
And do a good job of it. But I have to say, Jen has gotten some stuff that nobody else has been able to dig up or find. In that sense, she has really, really knocked it out as the lead dog of training camp. So, but they're all good, okay? Anybody listening, don't turn us down, refuse us, and be mad at us. We think you all do a fine job. It's just Jen has done a really, really fine job this camp. We'll be back with more 381-1313 on the Dana Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I have often wondered why people would hire law firms many miles from their homes, sometimes well over 100. This is why we have fully staffed offices throughout Kentucky and conveniently located for you. And I mean real offices, not a post office box. You can drive over anytime. When you want to meet with your lawyer, we're close by. And if you've been injured and are unable to come to us, we'll come to you 7 days a week. Also, if you ever have questions about your case, visit ForThePeople.com 24 hours a day. And you can always call our office, even at 3 in the morning. Try it. Being connected to you is our goal number one. For over 25 years, we've been here when you needed us most. It has been our honor to represent you and your family. Call or visit us anytime. We're here for you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
For a long, long time in Lexington, Hearst Business Supply and Furniture Solutions has been downtown. Well, they've moved. There's a new location at 500 Buck Place off Greendale Road with a fabulous new working showroom. You can see your furniture in action. Just visit them, tour the new facility, or they can come to you. Take a chair test drive. They have it all for your office at Hearst. Office products, break room, bathroom, space planning, furniture, everything from the boardroom to the bathroom. No order too small or too large. No space too small or too large. No job is too small or too large. It's local, family-owned, third generation, and it's owned by a wonderful woman named Hope Hearst. Are you the person who orders office products, coffee, break room, bathroom supplies? Get it from one source. Visit HearstGroup.net with everything for the office. Think Hearst first.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family-owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
ESPN Sports Radio 13. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
381-1313 is the number to call to get in here. You can listen online at WLXG.com all over the world.
Phone lines have been blowing up today.
Yeah. Well, football season is here.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yes.
Football season is here. And, of course, you can get the app on iTunes and Google Play. You just type in WLXG. That app is awesome. And then iTunes or TuneIn. TuneIn.
The TuneIn app.
The TuneIn app is the other way. And then, if you missed the show, the Dan and Mary Jo Show podcast on iTunes and Google Play about 15 minutes or so after the show is over. Did you hear, I'm sure you have, Tim Tebow is going to play baseball now?
I couldn't care less. I literally couldn't care less.
Let me say this about Tim Tebow. I could not stand him when he played in Florida. Just could not, just not a Tebow, just too much. You know, basically because one, Florida fans just turned him into Superman.
The national media was just...
Yeah, they wouldn't let him alone. Yeah. They turned me against...
Constantly.
They turned me against your boy Brett Favre a long time ago, too, because they just wouldn't let it be. Just would not let it be. Shove it down your throat. There was so much Tebow coverage. I hated him.
Yeah.
All right, so then, now he's doing this. Going to try to play baseball. You thought it was a gimmick. Okay, whatever. Turns out... The other day,
has he had his workout yet?
David Ardsma, a former Major League Baseball pitcher, was throwing to Tebow training in Arizona. He said, when I walked away as a pitcher, I was pretty impressed. He needs to see a lot more pitching and understand what the pitcher is watching and seeing for him adjusting. You know, that's not something you know until you're into it. But his instincts are good. I would not be surprised if he's in double A next year. I put the talent there right now. So he's got all these MLB teams coming on August 30th.
That's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday. To watch him, yeah.
To watch him.
I mean, someone's going to give him a minor league contract. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's going to have, there's been too much made of it, too many teams coming to watch. He's going to get a minor league deal. I just personally could not care less.
I want to see him do it just to see for baseball. Just for baseball, to see Tebow come up and be a hitter in baseball. I think it would be kind of cool to see. I was okay with him. And plus, this is the other thing it does. It takes him off the SEC network.
Right. Well, that,
I can't have him on the SEC network.
That I'm okay with. Right? That I'm okay with.
I'd rather have Jordan Rodgers on the SEC network, which we've got. We've got him now. I know that.
No, we had a discussion about that. Oh, that was when you were gone and Alex was here.
Oh.
And I couldn't be more opposed to Jordan Rodgers being on the SEC network.
Well, I was at first.
I would rather have Tim Tebow than Jordan Rodgers.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I was at first with Jordan Rodgers, but
one's a slightly more accomplished quarterback.
Well, definitely. But Jordan was here's the thing. Here's why. Jordan won me over on the UK preview on the SEC network the other night. Okay, Clint Sterner was on there, former Arkansas quarterback, who had a better college career than Jordan Rodgers ever dreamed of at Vanderbilt. Both quarterbacks. Okay, Clint Sterner, essentially, everybody says that the SEC network picked Kentucky to go 7-5. That's what comes out of it. What it is it's Jordan Rodgers and Clint Sterner picking the games. And when they disagree, the host, Peter Burns, goes, I'm going to give it to Kentucky. I'm going to give it to Georgia. Okay? That's what it is. So take it for what it is. The host is just throwing it out there. Okay? Peter Burns has not been to a Kentucky practice. You know? Not that Clint Sterner and Jordan Rodgers have either, but they played quarterback in the SEC. So Clint Sterner, if you go by what everything he says, his bold prediction was they'd beat Florida. That's after they picked the schedule. His bold prediction was they'd beat Florida. Jordan Rodgers had Vanderbilt beating Kentucky. Clint said Vanderbilt would lose to Kentucky. Clint Sterner had Georgia losing to Kentucky. Kentucky beating Georgia. Jordan Rodgers picked against that. So that was a tiebreaker. Peter Burns went, I think Kentucky's going to win that game.
Did you hear about that thing over there?
So if you go with Clint Sterner's picks all the way through, he's got them 9-3. He's got their losses Alabama, Tennessee, Louisville. He's got them beating Georgia, Mississippi State, Missouri. Vanderbilt.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's what Clint Sterner's saying.
I know, but that's crazy.
Jordan Rodgers said in disagreement to Clint Sterner, yeah, that Vanderbilt game, the running back Vanderbilt's got, I just worry about Kentucky's front seven. A lot of question marks there. I feel like it'll be hard to stop the run. I like Vanderbilt in this game. Go to the Georgia game. Nick Chubb, Sony Michel.
Yeah.
I like their chances against Kentucky's defense. It's later in the season. That front seven's already a question mark. Now what if they're banged up a little bit, if they're already thin? I like Georgia here just too much. Okay, sound reasoning. Clint Sterner's reasoning is, I feel good about it.
Yeah, you have nothing to back that up at this point.
So, I was hard on Jordan Rodgers when I found out he was going to the SEC Network thing. He was just going to show up and not do his homework. I was so wrong, about him. Of course, I never watched the show that he's on, Bachelor.
See, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't watch that junk. I can't stand that stuff.
You know that he has no relationship with his brother.
Right.
And that kind of all came out on that show.
Mm. I didn't realize what that was all about.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he comes across as a certain way on that show. Unlikable, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Very unlikable.
Yeah. Really kind of into himself.
Yeah, maybe I would have. Yeah. Maybe I'd think differently of him if I'd have seen that. But
you'd probably think differently of yourself if you watched the entire season of The Bachelorette like I did. You probably wouldn't like yourself very much.
Oh, no.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
Yes. Well, we need to take one more break here. And Joe's on the line. Joe from Paris, our buddy. We'll get to you next here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Kentucky students, if you need money for college this fall, you'd better brush up on your financial aid lingo. Check out these vocabulary words: FAFSA, the application for state and federal student aid. Verification, when the government contacts you about the accuracy of your FAFSA. EFC, expected family contribution, the amount that Congress expects you and your family to pay for school. You'll find lots lots more financial aid definitions at kia.com, the website of the Kentucky Higher Education Assistance Authority.
Here's what another satisfied customer, Ann from Lexington, has to say about Barkley Blevins.
They treat me like family. I've watched John grow up over the 30-plus years they've worked with me. They've replaced water heaters, sump pumps, sewer pipes, furnaces, air conditioners, toilets, and faucets. They've done it all. And I like when the technician sits and chats with me at the kitchen table while filling out the ticket. There's no one else I would trust, and you should trust them too.
Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Check them out at barkleyblevins.com.
What is it about Tony's Steaks and Seafood that makes it such an incredible dining experience? Well, it could be the steaks. One reviewer said, "This is steak nirvana." Or how about the great seafood, the incredible atmosphere, and service that's unmatched anywhere? All of those things. It's Tony's of Lexington on Main Street, right across from Triangle Park. Come in and become part of Tony's family.
It's true, the federal government may forgive part or all of your student loans if you meet certain requirements. For instance, teachers who teach for 5 years at an eligible low-income school may qualify. After 10 years on the job, full-time public service employees may qualify too. Registered nurses who work for at least 2 years in a critical shortage facility can also have a portion of their student loan debt forgiven. For complete details on federal student loan forgiveness programs, visit ed.gov. That's www.ed.gov.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes real. Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
Say goodbye to dealer prices. Fleet Doc is authorized to perform routine scheduled maintenance required to protect your vehicle warranty at an affordable price. They'll even shuttle you back and forth to work or stay and enjoy the clean, handicap-friendly facilities and free Wi-Fi.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bimba, bimba.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
What's this, the Kentucky Headhunters?
Bringing on out to my baby and me. Yeah, Kentucky Headhunters. I saw them at the the Briar Jumper Jam in Whitley County. Yes,
of course
sir.
You did. Of course you did.
You know I did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Briar Jumper Jam.
I missed that one. I missed it.
Oh, the things I saw there. The things I saw there. I'll just give you one real quick one. Standing out there. You know where it is. It's on a farm in the middle of nowhere in Whitley County. All right, that's where it is. So it's a lot of, what do we call those things? The
mullets.
Whole lot of mullets, whole lot of shirtless guys out there, and a whole lot of Jim Beam. And I saw one guy turn it up like it was
water.
A bottle of water on a hot day and keep going. And as he keeps going, his body slowly tilts backwards and he just turned it up until he turned himself right onto the ground. Back first. Out cold. Luckily, EMTs arrived in just a few minutes. Yeah. Good stuff. We mentioned Tim Tebow. I cannot believe we were talking about Tim Tebow without bringing up my personal favorite, has to be your personal favorite moment.
Taylor Wyndham.
Yes, regarding Tim Tebow. We should. This should be a rule. Never on this show can Tim Tebow's name come up without Taylor Wyndham's name also being associated to it, like peanut butter is associated with jelly.
And so it shall be.
And so it is. And if you don't remember, my gosh, Taylor Wyndham, the bearded defensive end.
He put a lick on Tebow like he hadn't seen. I don't know if his... In his whole college career.
Blindsided him. I even think there was a story done that Tim Tebow was not the same after that. That he was not the same quarterback.
He spent the night
effective.
In the hospital here.
Yeah. He took him out. Now, let's get to the phones. Before our show ends, we've got to give Joe his time because he is a faithful caller to the show. We love him. Joe from Paris,
Good morning.
Hey, you know one thing first I got to say to you, Dan? Do you know that Tim Tebow is like one of my best friends?
Come on.
You're
now.
Just sitting here down at him all day long.
Come on now.
I know where you work now, buddy.
Now, if you have cooked for Tim Tebow and not sent us any food, I'm going to be really hurt, Joe.
If he is one of your best friends, then he has been, he probably is. You'd be in church right now if you were one of his best friends. You'd be in church with him right now.
Well, I go to church on nights because I'm always busy cooking in the morning.
In the evenings.
I go at night,
I got you.
But anyways, all right, I called earlier. Josh just kicks me off the phone for some newspaper guy y'all want to talk to. He said, oh, you'll have to call back later. You know, I said, good grief, Josh. Just be mean to me.
Yeah.
Then y'all make me hold on during the break.
I thought
good
maybe
grief, what are y'all trying to do to this old man? Drive me crazy.
I tried to sweeten him up this morning with some Spalding donuts. I don't know what happened. Something turned on him. Maybe he got a bad batch of Mountain Dew.
Oh, that's probably what it was. The reason I was calling, Colin Kaepernick, you know, the elephant in the room. Hey, listen, he had the right to do what he done.
Yeah.
I think you're a punk if you do something like that, especially when you're a millionaire and you make good in this country and he's a mixed race guy on that. And he should have done it with class somehow, done it like the basketball players, come out there with class and talk about what's going on in this country, not act like some spoiled brat and go sit down during the national anthem. We had Usain Bolt stop an announcer for the American national anthem and stand at attention, put his hand over his heart.
Yeah.
You know, so that shows you the difference in people. Colin Kaepernick, that's his right, but I still think that it just was a real childish thing to do. I don't know what y'all think, but I had to get that off my chest because y'all know me. I'm usually happy-go-lucky.
Well,
I just didn't like that.
Well, had you had a chance to listen to the show yesterday, you would have heard I screamed about it. I got so upset about it. I yelled because, I just don't feel like the national anthem is the place to make a statement. He's got enough clout and power and a platform that people will listen to him anyway because he's the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. So he doesn't need to not put his hand over his heart. I guess it grabs more attention that way if he does it. But honestly, if he said something about it in the post game and made his entire post game press conference all about what he's trying to be about, which is injustice, you know, against black people in America, then that would draw attention too. That would also run on SportsCenter and everywhere else. So I just think it's the wrong way to do it. I don't think that any time ever to not stand at attention for the national anthem is a good way to express your protest of something. There are other ways to do it, and especially when you're the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers and make millions of dollars, you definitely have other avenues and ways to grab a whole lot of attention and do a whole lot of good for your cause other than sit down during the national anthem.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm old-fashioned. If I hear it on the radio or TV, I stand up, put my hand over my heart. My wife looks at me like I'm nuts, you know. But that's just what I do. You know, I love my country. I love my country dearly. You know, I was in the Navy for 8 years, and I'd done what I could do, you know, and that was it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just wanted to get that off my chest. I'm glad y'all, you know, let me do it, and I really love listening to y'all every Sunday morning.
Hey.
Thank you, Joe.
It brightens things up long I'm cooking.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care.
You too. Yeah, for me, he mentioned the national anthem now. He hears it on the radio or TV. He says he stands up. You know this, Mary Jo, from being in sports and covering sports. I hear the national anthem so much that sometimes it's I'm immune to it. Not that I don't stand up, pay attention, but it not that it doesn't mean as much, but you hear it. I hear it so much because we're at so many sporting events.
And a lot of times you're working up, you know, right to, you know, during that time you're getting your computer set up and this and the, you know, yeah.
So it could be maybe Colin Kaepernick thinks, you know, he's heard it so much that he doesn't fully grasp the weight of it, but I doubt that's right.
No, I think he made a conscious decision to do that.
But what I mean is, well, one, I haven't served in the military, but my dad did. But it doesn't stir the emotions in me the way it might for some who don't hear it at least once a week. I hear it at least once a week, at least once anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe for others it carries a little bit more, but yeah, you're at a football game, you work at a basketball game, you're somewhere, and I don't know.
I also think with the Olympics just wrapping up.
Yeah.
That now really.
That makes a difference.
Yeah.
Like when you see Michael Phelps standing up there.
The emotion.
Knowing it's the last time you see the and hear the anthem. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just not a fan. But let's not end the show on that. We love
next Saturday.
America.
We're pre-gaming.
America.
We are pre-gaming. And then Sunday we're post-gaming. Like, it's going to be here.
Oh, let me tell you. The most American thing is not baseball. It is college football, high school football. Friday nights, Saturday afternoons. And I would have said the NFL if it wasn't for Colin Kaepernick's idiotic rear end.
I'm still saying the NFL. I love them too.
I love the NFL too. But yes, America is all about college football and high school football. And it is here. College football next Saturday.
We will be all about it.
Oh, as Tim Allen used to do. Yes, college football.
That sounded
is
a
here.
Little more like Santa Claus.
Oh,
but
whatever.
We'll go
it
with
was.
It.
Yeah, hybrid. Too excited. Thanks for listening this weekend. We can't wait to talk to you next weekend on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mike and Mike.
The Hasselbecks, Matt and Tim, we're talking football.